CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
All right, dear, what is it? What did you say?
I said, why are you vacuuming the living room? Isn't this the day Mrs. Tanny comes to clean?
Yes.
So then why are you racing around getting the place all cleaned up?
Go eat your breakfast, darling, please.
No, I mean it. Why do you waste so much energy getting the place ready for her to clean?
She works for Mrs. Houston, too. She's always telling me how meticulous Mrs. Houston is, how spotless her house is. I don't want Mrs. Tenney to think I'm slovenly.
Well, look, if you pay somebody to do the cleaning...
Did you fluff up the bath mat nicely when you took your shower, or is it in a wet, soggy mess?
It's in a wet, soggy mess. Now, look here.
Really, darling, go eat your breakfast. Will you please get through with
it? You eating with me?
Well, I just had orange juice. That's all I want. And I'd appreciate it if you'd finish your breakfast so I could get your dishes done up before I have to drive over and get Mrs. Tenney, which I'll have to do in about 15 minutes.
She coming earlier?
Yes, I told her you got up early, that you had such terribly early office hours, and she said she'd like to start earlier, too. And she'd get through sooner, you know. And that's why I'd like you to hurry and eat your breakfast. So I can do up the dishes. Mrs. Tenney hates to walk in and find the kitchen full of dirty dishes.
Well,
she said right away it takes all the ambition out of her, and I know what she means.
For pizza, you are paying her to come here and clean the house.
She told me flatly she doesn't like to start the day doing dishes. She says it throws her completely off her cleaning schedule, so I do the kitchen. Get that cleaned up before she gets to
Look,
it.
It seems to me if Mrs. Tenney were to portion her work correctly, she'd have time to do everything. I mean, what do you have her for anyhow if you have to get the house all cleaned up before she even gets here?
Oh, please, darling, go eat your breakfast, huh? Will you finish that little dab of orange juice, dear, so I can wash the glass? Just finish that little dab. Thank you.
Honey, will you please stop hovering over me like
that? Well, I've got to leave in 5 minutes to pick up Mrs. Tenney, and I told you I'd like to do up the dishes first.
Where's my plate?
I thought you were through with it. I washed it.
No, I am not through with it. I'm having another piece of toast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, it is absolutely ridiculous the way you kowtow to Mrs. Tenney. You think you were working for her.
Well, look, Mrs. Tenney and I get along just fine. Just don't interfere now, if you don't
Where's
mind.
Where's the butter?
I put it away. I thought you were through. But you never eat more than 2 pieces of toast. You have to have butter on it?
Yes, I have to have butter on it.
All right.
Doggone it.
Here. I'll hold the butter dish. Just take some off what you need.
All right, well, give me that butter dish. Honestly, for Pete's sake, I can't hack off butter while you hold it like that. Thank you.
You got it?
Yeah, would you close the refrigerator, please? I'd like to keep the butter until I'm finished.
Oh.
All right. And you can pour me another cup of coffee, if you will.
How many have you had?
2.
I only made 6, dear, and I had 2, and the other 2 are for Mrs. Tenney. Now, you don't need to look like that. You never drink more than 2. And Mrs. Tenney can't start the day until she sits down. The minute she gets here, she has 2 quick cups of coffee.
I suppose the reason we have percolated coffee this morning is because that's the only kind Mrs. Tenney will drink. Huh?
Look, dear, you mind?
And I suppose, although we pay her by the hour, she expects to walk in here and just sit down and have 2 cups of coffee before she starts her work. And she does that on our time, huh?
Oh, now, listen, she is absolutely wonderful, and I don't want to lose her. And I don't mind doing up the kitchen. I would rather she would start on the upstairs. And then when Betsy and Bobby get up, I don't have Mrs. Tenney trying to clean up the kitchen while they eat. Besides, I'm hoping she has time today to wash some of the windows.
Just ask her. Just ask her. For Pete's sake, you pay her. But she will have more respect for you if you just say to her, Mrs. Tenney, I would like you to wash the windows. Just tell her you want them washed.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I don't know. Think I am too wishy-washy with her?
Yes, I do.
Mrs. Tenney, I would like certain windows washed today, too.
That's the way? That's it?
Well, I'll see if I have the courage. Well, I better get my coat and the car keys and go get her at the bus stop.
Well, is there any reason why she can't walk from the bus stop?
Oh, please, dear, what's the matter with you this morning? Now, it's quite a ways, you know that.
It is not that far. Boy, you wait on her hand and foot. You chauffeur her around.
Well, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'll be right back. Doesn't take many time at all to go pick her up. Oh, and, dear, I'd appreciate it. I mean, if... But don't say anything to Mrs. Tenney when we get back. I mean, just be, you know, pleasant.
Oh, yeah, pleasant. All right, dear. I will be utterly charming.
Well, it's nice to get in here where it's warm.
I'm sorry. The heater didn't work in the car, Mrs. Tenney. I'll have to have it fixed, I guess. I am sorry.
Oh, I'll be all right as soon as I've had my coffee. And then I'll start on the upstairs, as usual.
Well, yes, if you will, please. And, Mrs. Tenney, I mean, I'd like to have the... Well, I mean, if you have any time, any extra time, I was wondering if maybe perhaps you would wash the windows in our bedroom. I mean, they don't have to be done today at all. I mean, just if you know, if you get time. Well, you don't have to do them all, but since we'll be starting the spring house cleaning soon, I thought, you know, if you did maybe just a few windows at a time, one.
Well,
or two.
I don't know if I'll have time to do any windows, Miss Piper, if you want me to do the curtains in Betsy's room today.
Oh, no. Well, probably you wouldn't.
And I'd like to start the new arrangement next week, if that's all right with you, Miss Piper.
Well, of course, Mrs. Tenney. Saturday is rather a bad day. I thought when you were here that one Saturday, a week ago, you know, when we were going to the family reunion, I thought that coming that Saturday
well,
was an exception.
If I'm going to continue to work for you, Miss Piper, and I thought my work had been satisfactory.
Oh, it has. My goodness, I couldn't do without you, Mrs. Tenney. Oh, you're just wonderful, and I'm sure we can work something out, but I just... Well, now, look, why don't you just sit down and have your coffee and let me talk to my husband before he goes to work.
Well,
I think.
Just as you say, Miss Piper.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid it's either Saturday or not at all.
Yes, yes. All right, Mrs. Tenney. Well, I'll talk to Mr. Piper, dear.
Oh, golly, of course I cannot find all the papers from the office I was working on last night. Oh, here they are. I got them.
Come in, your den. I have to talk to you. Come in and close the door.
Why? What's the matter?
Close the door.
What? Secrets from Mrs. Tenney?
Listen, Mrs. Tenney wants to come Saturdays instead of Tuesdays from now on.
Saturdays?
Her husband has changed his hours or something, wherever he works. Now he'll be home Tuesdays and she wants to be there. Also, he'll be getting off work at 2 in the afternoon. So she wants to be here by 6 and leave by 2, you see, in the afternoon. Which means that we'll have to get up early on Saturdays, too, you know, if we'd be...
Get up at... At 6?
Well, you know, she
on
wants
Saturday?
To... On
Saturday? I'm not getting up at any 6 o'clock on Saturdays.
Dear, please, lower your voice.
I'm bad enough to get up at the crack of dawn every other day without getting
well,
up
you at... are used to it, honey. Oh, please, don't be difficult now. I mean, she's...
Don't be difficult.
It's so hard to get help. You have no idea. And I will never get anyone who cleans as well as Mrs. Tenney. I mean, she is just...
Well, that is for sure. I'm sure you... I don't think there's anybody like Mrs. Tenney in any respect.
Dear...
Well, all right. So she comes on Saturdays. Why do I have to get up? You want me to get up and get her some breakfast?
Oh, don't be silly, but she always starts on our bedroom. Anyhow, you couldn't sleep. She'll be running the vacuum and it'll
oh,
be...
Oh, look, I am home on Saturdays. I don't like the place in a turmoil.
I know. I don't like you to... Oh, dear, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
Tell her to stick to her regular schedule of coming on Tuesdays.
Well, she has a lot on her mind right now. Her sister's sick and her little nephew broke his collarbone.
Well, I am very sorry. I'm not going to get up at 6 o'clock on Saturdays because Mrs. Tenney's little nephew broke his little collarbone. Now, you look here. I've had enough of this. I've had enough. You are hiring her, for Pete's sake. You are an employer. She's an employee, just as I'm an employee, and I take my orders from Mr. Cranshaw, who takes his orders from the New York office. In turn, my secretary is an employee and takes her orders from me.
Oh, dear. What to do? Now, listen, Mrs. Tenney is very nice. I don't want her to think, you know, well, that that I'm not nice to her.
Darling, I am not asking you not to be nice to her. But you're an employer, and I want you to run this place on a business-like basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, Mrs. Tenney, may I see you a moment, please?
Oh, honey, what are you going to do now?
No,
I'd rather lose you than Mrs. Tenney.
She will
please,
have
don't interfere.
Much more respect for you. Now, just sit down. Just sit down. Mrs. Tenney?
You want to see me, Mr. Piper?
Yes, yes, I did, Mr. Tenney. Sit down, please. Mrs. Tenney, I'm sorry to say that changing from Tuesdays to Saturdays is not convenient to Mrs. Piper or to me, and I think it'll be best for everyone if we stick to the regular schedule.
Well, it's not best for me, Mr. Piper. And if my work has not been satisfactory...
Nobody said anything about your work, Mrs. Tenney, naturally. We appreciate everything you have done.
Well,
and...
sometimes I don't think people appreciate anything that's done for them. Not a word of thanks that I get, not a phone call or a postcard or anything, after me being so careful to hide your silverware and things, and I want to say right here and now...
Silverware?
What do you mean, Mrs. Tenney?
I haven't had one word of thanks. Not even this morning when you picked me up.
Well,
and it sure is true that no matter how much you do for people, they never appreciate it. And now that I ask one small favor, with my sister's sick and everything, and my husband changed
his hours... Mrs. Tenney, excuse me, just a minute. What was that about our silver?
Mrs. Tenney, our silver, what are you...
I left a note for you. That Saturday, you just went off to a family reunion or something and left the basement door wide open and two windows. And then my sister was took sick in the middle of the day, and I had to rush off without finishing.
A note? I didn't see any note, Mrs. Tenney.
Never mind
what
the silver, Mrs. Tenney. What about
silver?
It?
I put your chest of silverware in the attic. That's what about it.
In the attic?
In the attic.
And Mrs. Piper's jewelry box, too. Well, you even walked off and left the front door unlocked. Well,
Mrs.
not a word of thanks if I had, and that was over a week
Mrs.
ago.
Mrs. Tenney, I didn't know. I didn't see any note. I'm
so
sorry.
Love of Mike, look, I better call the police and the insurance guy.
What do you mean, call the police?
Never mind, Mrs. Tenney. I never got your note. We thought it had been stolen. Oh, I can't comprehend. Oh, we do thank you, Mrs.
Yes,
Tenney.
Yes, Pete,
really.
Thank you. We can't thank you enough, Mrs.
Wonderful.
Tenney.
Well, I'm not one of those people who has to be thanked, but it just does seem to me that when I ask one small, tiny favor...
Yes, Mrs. Tenney, I understand. I guess Saturdays would be fine, just fine.
Oh, I think maybe Saturday would be even better, dear.
Better,
we might
probably,
find that
yes.
It would be better, yes. Mrs. Where did you leave the note, Mrs. Tenney? I never saw it.
Well, I don't remember, but I know I left one.
Well, for goodness sake, yes, Saturday would be fine. We both think, Mrs.
Tenney. The reputation of CBS News as a service of utmost reliability, accuracy, and swiftness has been gained through over two decades of speeding word of the latest events to a listening America. Around the clock, skilled newsmen in CBS News bureaus evaluate with care the constant stream of bulletins and reports that pours in from hundreds of correspondents around the world. From this vast deluge of news, the top stories of the hour are condensed and edited so that over most of these stations, you may receive concise hourly reports on every important change in the global news picture. Hear up-to-the-minute news first, fast, via CBS News and this CBS radio station. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.